The breakup of Yugoslavia and a decade of turmoil in the Balkans have opened up new opportunities for organized crime. Italy, just across the Adriatic Sea from the Balkan coastline, has become a major point of entry for contraband cigarettes, drugs, arms, and human trafficking. The Italian government is focusing directly on Montenegro, the smaller of the two republics remaining in the Yugoslav Federation. The Italians say Montenegrin leaders have created a smuggler's paradise. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
The water on Italy's southern shoreline is very shallow, perfectly suited for swift unloading of illicit cargo that arrives nightly from the other side of the Adriatic. 54-foot-long speedboats cover the stretch of sea in less than 3 hours, and they're designed to outrace Italy's Coast Guard, Customs Service, and Border Patrol. The most common cargo is cigarettes. Each boatload can be worth $250,000 on the black market. Lucio Caracciolo, editor of the foreign policy periodical Limes, says the Adriatic Sea has become a strategic border. He compares it to the Rio Grande, separating the United States and Mexico.
We have there a sort of very large border, which is not controllable in my view. What is going on there come through this kind of corridor to Italy and to Europe are of very great importance to our security.
The reason, Caracciolo says, is because state-sponsored organized crime is growing in parts of the Balkans.
States which more or less protect smugglers and which are, in fact, themselves smugglers. That's a big difference because any state more or less has its own mafia, beginning with Italy. But one thing is a state with a mafia, another thing is a mafia state.
In December 1999, Italian magistrates indicted then-Montenegrin Foreign Minister Branko Perović on charges of racketeering and cigarette smuggling. The investigators put together 4,000 pages of evidence, including wiretaps which point to close links between official Montenegrin institutions and Italian criminal gangs, particularly the Naples-based Camorra. Independent Montenegrin analysts estimate that smuggling provides Montenegro with 60% of its annual income. But Montenegrin President Milo Djukanovic told NPR in Washington last week that his government is working closely with Italian authorities to combat illicit activities.
The Italian Ministry of the Interior has had nothing but compliments of what Montenegro has done.
Italian Finance Minister Ottaviano Del Turco firmly rejects this claim.
Assolutamente no, assolutamente no. Dico per la terza volta, assolutamente no. Non siamo soddisfatti.
Del Turco repeats 3 times that Italy is absolutely not satisfied with Montenegro. And he directly accuses Djukanovic of offering refuge to Italian mobsters and of turning Montenegro into the main European base for cigarette smuggling.
È impossibile che il presidente del Montenegro non sappia che il suo paese.
It is impossible that the Montenegrin president is unaware that his country is a cigarette warehouse whose supplies can fulfill contraband demand for all of Europe. He cannot be unaware that these cigarettes are shipped from Montenegro to Italy and other Mediterranean ports, and that Montenegro is the main cigarette smuggling channel for tobacco companies into Europe.
The Italian finance minister is a strong supporter of a suit filed last fall by the European Union against 2 American tobacco companies. The EU accuses the 2 companies of using money laundering, wire fraud, and other activities in pursuit of a massive ongoing smuggling scheme that cost the EU an estimated $1.5 billion in lost taxes and custom duties. Minister Del Turco notes that the case has been filed in a U.S. district court against
la Philip Morris e la Reynolds per le responsabilità che hanno oggettive.
Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds for their clear responsibility in selling to a country like Montenegro a quantity of cigarettes that Montenegro cannot possibly consume, even if all its residents smoked 20 cigarettes at a time for 24 hours a day over 100 years. It is clear that those companies know exactly where those cigarettes will end up.
But it's not just contraband cigarettes that are flooding into Italy and the rest of Europe.
Ma insieme al contrabbando di sigarette sono arrivate le armi.
Together with cigarettes, we have intercepted arms, those that had served for the independence and inter-ethnic wars. Then drugs started pouring in, and together with drugs, we now have the most vile trafficking of all, that of women and children for prostitution and pedophilia.
Del Turco says many of the illegal immigrants arrive in Italy with backpacks filled with drugs. They act as couriers to pay traffickers for their passage. For many years, Montenegrins privately acknowledged their officials were engaged in smuggling. They justified this, saying it was the only way tiny Montenegro could survive while the West imposed sanctions on Slobodan Milosevic's Yugoslavia. But now that Milosevic has been toppled and reformists are in power in Belgrade, the Italian government is stepping up its pressure on Montenegro. Giuseppe Lumia, chairman of the Italian Parliamentary Anti-Mafia Commission, says there's the danger parts of the Balkans could become Europe's Colombia, a playground for transnational crime.
Le mafie si sono globalizzate.
The mafias of the world have become globalized. For example, in trafficking of human beings, the mafias are linked with one another. The Chinese mafia works with the Turkish mafia. The Montenegrin mafia works with the Italian, North African, and French mafias. And then there are the Germans, English, and American mafias, and so on.
Anti-mafia chief Lumia says time is running out and that world governments should also globalize and step up joint efforts to combat organized crime in emerging democracies. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.